Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Craft 44, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kit Branch on location at Craft 44, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the entire football season. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Craft 44. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender.
Yeah! Love that crowd after a victory.
It is a good crowd. Plus the restaurant's open,
yes,
too, so there's
is.
A lot of people in there eating dinner. So
yes.
Yeah.
Come get your burgers.
Yeah. Coach, what a difference a week makes. I don't know, it's just me, maybe it's you as well, but the time between the Camden game and the New Hampstead game, it seemed like 6 months had passed by.
It didn't seem a long time, and not just the start of the New Hampstead game either, because it was the first quarter seemed like it was taking forever too, being down 21-0.
Coach, we had a classic comeback against New Hampstead. We were down 21-0. We came back, won the football game with 12 seconds left in the contest, knocked down a Hail Mary at the end of the game to preserve a 31-27 win against New Hampstead. You said it was going to be tough all week. Your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, I'm really impressed with the way our kids hung in there. You know, after getting blown out by Camden the week before, and then the way the game started, it just looked like things weren't going our way. Our kids did not hold their heads. They kept fighting, and they showed that resiliency that we've been looking for. They showed that will that they didn't want to lose. They battled, and KJ, hats off to him for the job he did, and the rest of the team just stepping up and playing really good football.
Coach, you made a quarterback change last week. You started Anthony Mountain, but then after the third series, you put KJ Lee in the football game, and he responded.
He did, and that wasn't really any fault of Anthony Mountain. Anthony wasn't doing anything wrong. It's just the offense was stagnant, and we needed a spark, and KJ provided that spark. I planned on playing him after the third series anyway, but when we put him in there, he just electrified the offense, and then we stayed with him and kept him in there the rest of the time.
Coach, New Hampstead had some players. They had a quarterback, they had a receiver, they had a linebacker, they had a running back. They had as good a skill people as we'll see in the regular season. Your thoughts about them? They're a pretty good football team.
They are, and they overcame a lot of adversity too. I don't know if you knew or not, but their head coach was let go during the middle of the season, and they had Coach Teeter, who was their offensive coordinator. He's a great guy. I go way back with him, and we had a lot of good games, when we played against each other in different schools. But he stepped up, and he's doing a real good job with that program, helped get them going on the right path. But they had their quarterback, he's a big kid, he's really elusive, he's got a great arm. They have several really good receivers. One good receiver they had, I don't know his name, but it was number 7. He was the one that really stood out on film, and we put Freddie Towns on him, and Freddie Towns shut him down. Now number 17, I don't know where he came from, but he was lightning fast, and he did a really good job. But Freddie was also the one at the end of the at the end of the game that came across the field and knocked down that Hail Mary, because he was covering 7, they threw it to 17. He ran over and knocked the ball down when it was going to 17.
Coach, the first three series basically was the first quarter for Brunswick High. From then on out, the rest of the game, we had 406 yards of total offense, around 250 on the ground, the rest passing. Talk a little bit about your offensive performance.
Well, again, it started with KJ and the spark that he gave us. And then, of course, our receivers turned around and making plays for him. Xavier Bean reached out and made a great touchdown when he put the ball over to the pylon, trying to get things moving. KJ did a good job not just throwing, but with his legs also, scrambling out, making plays. I believe Jay had a record night for him as far as receptions go.
We'll get to him.
Yeah, he did a really good job. And we made some big catches in some critical time. And then, of course, the offensive line really started dominating the defensive line, especially as the game wore on. As the game wore on, our offensive line wore that D-line down, and we were able to get big chunks of yards. Jalen Trimmons also had a career night as well.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you patched together an offensive line last Friday night, and wow, they dominated the football game.
We did, and Coach Grady does a really good job of getting those guys ready to play. Every time, like every day, he's rotating the line, he's putting different people in different positions, just in case times like this that was going on. And, you know, we found a kid in Roderick Jones that he was a JV kid that really that stepped up. He got his first varsity playing experience and did a really good job. And right now he's starting again this week because, you know, we're still out Caleb Cook. So we're starting with that same offensive line that we finished the game with last week.
Coach Xavier being your wide receiver group, it seems like every week he catches a touchdown pass. It's just like...
That's just what he does.
He just catches touchdown passes. Four now in four games.
Yeah. And he's hungry. Like, when we're in and he's not in the ball game, when we get in that red zone, he's right there right there behind me ready to get in. So he's hungry for the win. He loves that end zone, and he definitely knows how to smell it.
Jay Foy, coach, 10 catches, 72 yards, and a touchdown. And that last touchdown catch was a highlight reel catch that put us up on top with 12 seconds left. Talk a little bit about him. You've been waiting for that breakout game from him, and you got it last Friday night.
Yeah, we did. And Jay also scored a rushing touchdown earlier in the game. But, yeah, at the end, what just made that unique is I switched him over to that side. And because we had timeouts, I told him if he can make a play, make a play. Don't just go out of bounds because we're in that two-minute mode. And sure enough, instead of going out of bounds, he tried to make a play, and he was successful in doing it. And he was able to get that score. But if he got tackled in bounds without getting the score, I still had a timeout to burn. So we were okay, and he did a great job. I'm very proud of his effort that he gave.
Coach, we had, you know, you work on this every day in practice. This will be the last question before we go to break. You work on the two-minute drill every day. You
yes.
had a two-minute drive at the end of the first half. You had a two-minute drive at the end of the football game. And we got 13 points. Pretty much that's what put us over the top, the two-minute drill.
It did. And, you know, we were trying to play that fast-paced offense throughout the night. And so it kind of looked like we were in two-minute drill the whole night. But we want that. At the end of practice, every single day, we end with a two-minute drill. And we want it while the kids are tired. And they started and they've been executing it like clockwork here lately. And if they continue to do that, you know, you're going to see an explosive offense here in the future.
More to come on the Power Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Kraft 44, the only Kraft burger place on the mainland, on New Jessup Highway in the old Roasting Jack. Kraft 44 selection makes the mouth water. Try the Korean barbecue burger with a glaze of Korean barbecue sauce topped with a kimchi slaw. More than just burgers, too. Wings, salads, subs, full bar, daily lunch specials, live music, and 7 55-inch TVs. Kraft 44, 912-275-7135 for pickup. And find them on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Brandt on location from Kraft 44. This segment brought to you by Kraft 44 and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, your running backs. You had two running backs, Jalen Trimmons and Jacoby Hill, the freshman. They combined for 200 yards rushing last Friday night. 116 from Trimmins, another 80 from Hill. And these kids, they're getting good, better and better every week.
They are, and I really like to listen to them feed off each other. Yeah, they're not jealous of each other in the carries. You know, they when Trimmings is on the sideline and Jacoby Hill, the freshman's in there running the ball, and he has a good run. Jalen's is his biggest fan, cheering him on, and that's good. You like to hear that. And it's the same thing with Jacoby. When Jalen breaks a big run, you can hear Jacoby behind me saying, "Go boy, go!" So it's that's enjoyable watching them cheer for each other. That's what teammates do, and they're both doing a phenomenal job, and they're really becoming a good 1-2 punch.
Coach, your offense, I mean, 5 quarters without scoring a point, dealing with a lot of adversity there. You start hearing grumbling, and then you know that can carry over to the sidelines and things like that. And then they persevered and just all of a sudden they snapped out of it. Talk a little bit about what that meant for a young football team to kind of get out of it and just, you know, snap out of it and start doing things that positive things.
Well, they know what they're capable of doing, and they, you know, we do it a lot in practice, and then we just got to turn around and do it, you know, under the lights on Friday night, and they started to bond together. That confidence is what they needed. You know, they needed that little spark, and they got the spark, and I'm hoping it carries through. I think it's going to. Our offensive practice has been really good this week. I have a feeling it's going to carry right on through, and I don't think we're going to miss a beat. And we're going against a pretty stiff defense.
Coach, nobody's harder on quarterbacks than Sean Pender. I mean, you coach him up personally, and you're tough on him, and we talk a lot about there's more to being a quarterback than just showing up and playing on Friday night. Are you starting to see some of that maturity develop in your quarterbacks?
Oh, without a doubt. And it's the same thing, just like I was talking to you about the two running backs. The two quarterbacks, that's only one position. You know, only one quarterback can play at one time. And they both want to be on the field, and they're both hungry. But, you know, a week ago, you know, KJ had to go out. He was disappointed in his play, but Mountain came in and he outperformed him and did a good job. KJ understood that, so KJ understood that Mountain would get the start, and vice versa this week. You know, this week, you know, KJ, you know, outperformed Mountain on the game, and then just gave us a spark, and KJ gets a start this week, and Mountain has been nothing but positive, and he's ready, and we've practiced both the quarterbacks, so I'm still very confident in both of them. I do plan on Mountain getting in the game and working, but you can really see them starting to grow up with those intangibles that they have, and KJ, he has to rely on intangibles because he don't have the measurables. He's 5'6". He's not real big. He's not real fast. He does have a cannon for an arm, but the things he does well, he processes information extremely fast. He has a lot of confidence in his abilities, and you know he gives you that little spark. He's electric.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, special teams, a team full of athletes like New Hampstead have. We kicked off a lot, didn't give up anything big in special teams on kick returns, and you know, we missed one extra point, but you had to be pleased with special teams, and you had a new punter on Friday night that had to punt at the last second.
Yeah, we did. We had a last second change with our punter who's also our a fullback, like an H-back type. He's also a tight end. Told us in pregame he couldn't go. His ankles hurt him too bad. So we had to make a lot of adjustments. We had to play in 10 personnel the whole night. We had no tight end. We only had one fullback that we could use. And then we had to go with our JV punter. And our JV punter, he stepped up and did a really good job.
Yeah, he did do a good job. And I was watching him in the pregame. Man, he kicked some tight spirals out there in the pregame, and it carried over to the game. So I know you were thrilled with that.
Oh, definitely. He got the ball off quick, and we didn't miss a beat. And that's kudos to that young man.
Coach, our wide receivers, again, you know, you got Xavier Bean, you got Che Foy, you got Amarion Whitfield. You know, Marlon Carmine is out with injury. You got a pretty good group of wide receivers, and the key thing is you're going to have all of them back next year, and a couple of them going to be back for 2 more years.
Yeah, they're a very young group, and even the guys, you know, Mike McGee, he had to step in, and he's in for Carmina. He's getting better and better. He's another young wide receiver. Kyle, he's going to do pretty good. I expect a lot of good things out of him. We're going to be in good shape in the future at the wide receiver position, that's for sure.
I mean, since his mom is sitting right in front of me, Kyle Patterson, nice punt return. He hit those sidelines, coach, and I said, wow.
And that was a clean block by Bruno. Yep. It is what it is, but it was a clean block. We saw it on film, but it looked like, if you saw it out of the corner of your eye, it looked like a block back or whatever they called it. I don't know, but it was a beautiful block.
Your principal told me after the game that was a textbook block.
It
the
was.
Kid had his head in front of the guy, and there's no way that should have been called.
Oh, yeah, that was textbook, but, everyone makes mistakes, right?
Coach, we ran 77 plays on offense Friday night. You wanted to run about that many. You said if we go up-tempo, we'll wear these guys down, and the game plan worked to perfection. We didn't have all the penalties. We've been close to 90 plays, so kudos for the game plan last Friday night.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to see the same thing. I know we're going to be getting to Monroe here in a minute, but you're going to see the same thing this Friday night. I think our boys play better when we play up-tempo.
So we're going to take our next commercial break. We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, on location at Craft 44. This segment is brought to you by Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, defensively last Friday night against New Hampstead, we got off to a rough start, but then these kids settled in and only gave up 6 points the last three quarters of the football game. You had to be proud of the way these kids bounced back.
I know they've been getting beat up here lately too, but defensively we had some major busts early in the game, and New Hampstead definitely took advantage of it, and some of those busts were due to last minute changes with illnesses. We had a player that's our free safety, he was sick and couldn't play, so we had to move some guys around without getting any practice time there, and sure enough, that kid bust, they found a wide open receiver, not once but twice for two of those scores.
Coach, on your defensive line, you got Octavius Butler there. He was in their backfield all night long. He's starting to make plays when you turn him loose on the quarterback. What do we have to do defensively to get him a free run at the quarterback and scheme-wise?
Well, we got a good scheme for him. Basically, we made a good adjustment by putting him in a five technique, which made it better for his skill set. And now that we made it better for his skill set, he's gonna cause havoc on anybody who tries to throw the ball on him. He caused havoc on that quarterback. That quarterback, that he was a big kid. He broke a tackle for that first touchdown, but Butler had him for a loss on that third down. He's gonna have our defense is gonna have their hands full again with another big quarterback. This quarterback they're seeing this week is 6'3", about 235 pounds.
Wow. Why can't we get some of these big kids? It seems like we got the market cornered on 5'7", 5'8", 5'9" skill people over.
we got some big ones coming.
Yeah, we got some coming. You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach linebackers Bruno Marshall, A.J. Wilson, these guys are starting to get their feet wet, and they're starting to become the kind of linebackers that you need in the middle of that defense.
They are. I'm hoping I have Bruno. He's had a concussion syndrome, so I don't know if I'll have him this week. However, AJ didn't have the game that he's capable of having. He's a better linebacker than what he showed this past Friday night. We challenged him. We challenged Stacey Young also to step it up. And and we got a kid, a little crump, that's a little lightning bug that's flying around. He's, again, another 5'2", 5'3" guy, but he's very, very strong. And he's a linebacker that's starting to play well. Him and Ryan Buckley both.
Coach, like we said, New Hampstead has some good receivers. They hit us for a couple of big plays, but for the most part, our DBs, especially Freddie Towns, had an excellent football game last Friday.
That's 2 weeks in a row that Freddie Towns has locked up the best receiver and held him in check. And that kid is showing promise to be one of the next great defensive backs that we have here coming out of Brunswick.
He's long and he's 6'1", 6'2"?
Yeah, and playing corner and being that long. And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to put him on the other team's best player, and hopefully he'll keep shutting them down in the passing game.
Coach, yeah, we ran the 2-minute drill late in the football game to get a score to win the game, but to get the football back, our defense had to get the football, and they stopped New Hampstead inside the 15-yard line to get us the football late in the game after we had a fumble taken away from us 2 plays earlier that we recovered. So you had to be pleased with that.
I was. It would have been very easy for that defense to lay down right there in that situation when we had not just that play, but a couple plays that looked like we had the football, but whether the whistle blew early or they called him down or whatnot, and then the one that was the legit fumble, that I still don't know how it ended up that we didn't get that ball, because on film, you really see it from the end zone view. The ball's on the ground, they fall, they don't even fall on it. The ball's behind the guy. We actually jump on the football, and there's a scramble for it. We still come up with it, but yet it's still not our ball. I don't understand that.
Our kid came up running towards the bench holding the football. That's all I know.
Yeah, I know. But again, it's just, it just happens. I thought we had it, but apparently we didn't. So we had to play the next play. Our players did that. We preached that. And we got a stop that we much needed and gave our offense an opportunity to get the ball down and score a touchdown, and they did it.
And Coach, after we scored a touchdown, we have to kick off to them, and we pooch it down there to them, and they hit a play, and then they're sitting up around midfield at the end of the game. They throw one to the end zone, and Freddie Towns jumped up out of nowhere. You said he pulled off his guy to go knock the ball down, and they had a receiver breaking open in the end zone.
They did, and he did a great job. He got up there. I don't know how high he jumped.
Oh, he was high.
But he got up there, and he knocked that ball down and secured the win for us, that's for sure.
He was a lot higher than I have ever thought about being in my whole entire life. He was that high. Coach, homecoming week, we got Monroe of Albany coming in here for homecoming. We're sitting at 2-3 on the season, our last non-region game before we get into the region slate. So what do you want to see out of your football team this Friday night before we get ready to go into the region?
I want to see a build off of last Friday. The last 3 quarters of football we played was really good football, and I want to see us build. I don't want to see us looking like a roller coaster with ups and downs. I want to see us continue to grow from last Friday, and we're playing against a team that I believe we're a lot better than on special teams. So I think we got to take advantage there. Their defense is very good. They're going to be a very physical team, but yet I do think we have a very good game plan for them. I think our defense matches up well with what they do schematically, but they do have a big physical running quarterback that can run the football well, so our defense is going to have a challenge with that. They have a little scat back that can run. Monroe is just known for good athletes around, but we have to play discipline. We play discipline and play our brand of football. We will do what we need to do to be successful.
Coach, it's homecoming parade tomorrow at 4 in downtown Brunswick. You said earlier you guys will be practicing tomorrow morning because your football team will be at the parade. I know you don't get into all the homecoming festivities, but the kids do. Are they a little excited this week about homecoming?
They are. Our job, though, we try to keep it clear. Our job in homecoming is to win the homecoming game.
That's right.
If you don't win the homecoming game, then everything and nothing else matters. So I told the kids they had two jobs. You know, the other one I didn't tell them, but that was, you know, of course, taking care of the dance stuff later. But the number one job they had was to win the football game. And we're going to do that Friday night.
If you don't win, don't they cancel the dance?
They need to. That would be my rule.
That'd be my rule, too. Coach, any last comments before we sign off tonight? Crowd here tonight.
Yeah, nice crowd down there at Craft 44. And if you haven't been here yet, you need to come on down and get your. You can try anything on the menu. I promise it's all good. But my favorites are hamburgers. They made the best hamburgers in Brunswick, period. But we have a great. Yes. We have a great crowd here tonight, and it's always fun. And yeah.
Your mama's here tonight.
My mama's here. Yes, and my aunt.
And your aunt.
Yeah.
So your mom drove up from Jacksonville just for the Sean Pender show.
Yes, I'm thinking that, but you know, my son also has a cross country match tomorrow. She might come watch that also. Yeah, so I'm definitely glad that she's up here. Right. And my aunt Pam.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Craft 44 and join us every Wednesday night at 7 for the Sean Pender Show. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates!